Hayes and her attorney filed a motion in U.S. District Court on Thursday dismissing the case with prejudice, meaning it cannot be brought back again. Hayes was discharged by the school district in the spring of 2012, and she filed suit the following year. The litigation in 3rd District Court was moved to federal court. Her attorney alleged that after 6 years serving as principal, she was unfairly fired based on anonymous complaints, and Hayes was never given any specifics about what she did wrong before she was discharged. However, the school district's counsel from the Attorney General's office alleged that Hayes had been notified she had behavioral problems as an administrator, and she had not done enough to address a toxic atmosphere at the high school. A settlement in the case was reached in December. Both sides waited several months for an approval from Governor Gary Herbert. Details of the agreement have not been disclosed, but under Utah law, settlements have to be referred to the governor if they exceed a threshold of $100,000. KPCW has not received any comment at this time from the Attorney General's office, but Hayes's attorney Vince Rampton said in an email that his client, quote, is gratified that the dispute between herself and Park City School District has been resolved, and wishes both the district and its students, past, present, and future, the very best going forward. For KPCW, I'm Rick Brothman.